in fright.
Think of what is right.
Choose the path that's right.
Run unafraid.
The Olympian.
Running straight is
the fun. Our race has just begun.
Run unafraid.
Yay! If you need his wings, if you need his wings, run unafraid. Seek him daily and Psalms 3 and 91.
Run unafraid.
Wow! If in God you trust, it's not a crutch.
Run unafraid.
Taste the millions.
Life is better in the sun.
Paul preached to everyone.
Run unafraid.
Wow!
Welcome to another week of Apologetics with an X, Christianized parodies of American rock tunes through the last seven decades. I'm Jerry Q, along with head lyricist vocalist for Apologetics. Here's Mr. Jay Jackson.
Hello, Jerry. Hey, we're not just America's rock tunes, but England's rock tunes and Australia's rock tunes, but these all were hits in America, although a number of the groups came from England. As I look over the set list for today, some came from Canada. I almost said Canada. Anyway, we start out today with one from England, a group that was much bigger in England than they were in the United States, although this was their biggest hit in the United States, and that was Slade, the glam rockers, who ruled the British charts in the first half of the 70s especially. This was actually a huge hit in the United States, went to number 20, I believe. Run, Runaway. Ours is called Run Unafraid. And all the songs we're doing today are singles, Apologetics, or from singles that Apologetics has put out in 2025 thus far. None of them are on CD yet. Okay, so these next four, they're all pretty, everything in here is pretty hard rock stuff. It's not excruciatingly rock. For those of you listeners with tamer tastes, I think you'll recognize most of these songs. First, we have In the Garden of Eden, a parody of In a Gatta Da Vida by Iron Butterfly. Then we have Nothing's by Accident, a parody of Love is Like Oxygen, a top 10 hit for another glam rock band from England, Sweet or The Sweet. Sometimes they did it one way or the other. Then we have Sin Should Be Gone, a parody of Since You've Been Gone by Rainbow. It was done also by Head East, the group that John Schlitt of Petra was in, and that was the second version, but Rainbows was the third and the biggest hit version. Then we have Know How to Love, a parody of Whole Lotta Love by Led Zeppelin. Interesting thing about this one, a lot of people find this hard to believe, but this Whole Lotta Love by Led Zeppelin was actually, you know, this Zeppelin is not a band known for 45s, you know, known for singles, but they did release some. And Whole Lotta Love went to number 5 on the U.S. charts for such a hard rocking song. Went to number 5. It went gold too. In fact, I think it may have been the first record 45 to go gold in the 70s. But a little bit of information there for you.
The Garden of Eden, oh man, those two folks had a lovely view. It was Adam and Eve there, baby. Don't you know that the story's true? Oh, don't you comprehend that sticks like glass. Views. Everyone whispers my news.
must not do things on the fly. Don't get surprised.
Life has no meaning if no one's there. Lonely feeling, that's worse every year. Some think they'd rather end up dead. Spread my faith instead. I walk with Jesus Christ, truly living while the civilized
Apologetics with an X can not only be heard on this radio station, you're listening to it now, but you can also stream it to your heart's content at our flagship station, Angel 95 FM. There's a year's worth of Apologetics episodes at angel95fm.com. That's angel95fm.com.
That's right. That's really great. I can't wait till we get into syndication and all those royalty checks. I'm just kidding. Syndication will be on all the cable channels. No, it's wonderful. It's an honor to be here. And just when you say episodes and stuff, it makes me feel so official. But yes, we're starting this next song with a Styx song, parody of Blue Collar Man, Long Nights. Ours is called You Call a Man, Long Knives. That's from their Pieces of Eight album. Then we have a Van Halen parody, And the Cradle Will Rock, one of my favorites of their originals. And ours is called And the Crippled Will Walk. Then we have one from Boston's famous debut album, their self-titled. The word they use for that is eponymous, their eponymous debut album. And the song was called Smokin'. It was the flip side of the 45 More Than a Feeling, even though it became a FM rock staple on its own. Ours is called Moses. And then we have the very first American hit by the group Deep Purple. It actually was every bit as big a hit as Smoke on the Water, which went to number four. This one went to number four too. It's an old Joe South song. It was called Hush, and ours is called Shush.
Alive, so
all this young new Galilean speaks, you know, it's more or less some new translation. Well, the kid is in the news this week, and he don't come forward but acts unique. You know, it's more than just an aberration. And the cripple will walk. Yes, the cripple, crippled will walk. And I say, walk on. Ooh, walk on. And when some wolf goes sit back down, they cry, he's running out of bounds. They say to call the police, take it, boys, take it, boys. And they terminate him viciously. Winds up dying for you and me, but he's not destroyed.
Jesus' grave.
And once the open grave gets found, they bribe the Romans all around to say the Galileans faked it, boys, faked it, boys. And so in early days they disbelieve, and they wind up trying to deceive, but it's null and void. His folks aren't overjoyed. And the faithful will flock. Yes, the faithful will flock. I say, flock on. Hey. Flock on. Flock on.
girl that's on my mind. Told God about it and took some time. Seems the best approach if I'm ever mad. Sometimes a tongue can make a deal go bad. What I learned from following James now.
Shush, shush.
I'll be more loving if I stop to pray now.
Love, love.
I got a little warning.
Love, love.
Cause James chapter 3 in.
Love, love.
I'm the one that changed in.
Love, love.
Oh, I gotta have it. See, gotta bug, don't like the quick pants. Won't be good, tough in your stance. I close my mouth when I'm in too deep, but I can't speak out when I'm discreet.
Apologetics fans, catch up with your latest albums and tunes.
I like when you started with that jab there. Jay, would you just stick to the script? Well, Jerry, they can go to apologetics.com with just make sure they spell it like the name of the show, Apologetics with an X. And they can go to our Facebook page. They can find our stuff on, you know, I was almost at eBay. You can find some of our old CDs on eBay, but you can find it on iTunes and Amazon MP3 and Spotify and Pandora. But for all the latest, you got to go to apologetics.com. That's the only place where you can get these songs that you hear today. What we're going to come up with next is we got Black Sabbath. I'm sure that's always been a very popular group on Angel 95. This is a parody of them. Their famous hit, Iron Man. Ours is called Higher Than. Jerry, I found out a little bit about Iron Man by Black Sabbath. Those guys were not familiar at all with the Marvel Comics character Iron Man, who I think came around in either earlier in 63 or in 62. I remember he was in Tales of Suspense, number 39. Anyway, they did not know that. They just thought that the music sounded like a big iron bloke walking up, and so they called it Iron Man. And ours is called Higher Than, and it's about the fall of Satan, both when it happens the first time and when it's going to happen the second time. Then we have a song with my daughter, Janet Jackson, doing Joan Jett. A little alliteration for you there. Joan Jett's version was I Hate Myself for Loving You. Jana is singing, "I Ain't Myself, Lord, I'm Something New." It's from 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Then we have a song from Canada, the Guess Who. Their second biggest hit went to number 5, No Time. This one's called No Town. It's got some Old Testament references in the first verse and some New Testament references in the second. Then we're going to close this particular set with a song by 38 Special. Almost hit the top 40, but it became a classic rock, big hit on the mainstream rock stations. Rockin' Into the Night. This is called Walking Into the Light.
As he
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.